This week in West Virginia history, Wirtz Field opened at Institute in Kanawha County on July 4, 1930. Named for Charleston's mayor, it was the first airport in the Kanawha Valley to offer scheduled airline service. In 1933, American Airlines began passenger service between Washington and Chicago via Wirtz Field, and in 1935, more flights and air freight service were added. Passengers could wait for flights in a small but modern administration building. Wirtz had three grass runways, each just long enough to accommodate an early Douglas DC-3, but inadequate for most larger planes of the 1930s. Beginning in 1939, ground school courses and flying lessons were offered at Wirtz Field as part of the National Civilian Pilot Training Program. Most of the trainees were African American students at nearby West Virginia State College, now University, several of whom went on to become Tuskegee Airmen. Wirtz Field closed in 1942 when the federal government acquired the land to build a synthetic rubber plant for World War II. Throughout its brief history, Wirtz Field was a popular place for sightseers to watch planes take off and land and to see air shows. For more information on Wirtz Field, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by the Thrasher Group, providing comprehensive civil engineering consulting, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thethrashergroup.com.